producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run.
Living on the edge.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Living on the edge. I want Nico and the rest of the crew to remind me the next few days to take a ton of calls. Even when guests are on, I'm not going to get enough calls. I haven't heard complaints, but I just want to get some more calls the next few days. Get your view on all the things that are happening in the world. I think Dude's going to be taking calls in the next hour as well. We're already in the next hour, but coming up here in about 6-7 minutes when he takes over. I mean, I covered some of this, but not enough. Newspapers wither in Canada. Congress is wary of Chinese deal for Chicago Stock Exchange. The Japanese robot calls the market better than humans. Yeah, I can rig it, too. Bank of America, market sees 50-50 chance of recession. We're in a deep recession. Iran's production revival is an oil market wild card. U.S. industrial production rose 0.9. Empire State, February manufacturing survey, up over the estimate, so there's some good news there. Former Dallas Fed president calls out central banks. That's a really important article. I should have covered more. And I want to believe these numbers, but they cook them so bad. They got a lot of the Federal Reserve heads around the country, the regional heads, criticizing the foreign globalist operation there in New York City. They're now saying that ISIS has radioactive material for a dirty bomb. And don't worry, when our government lets them into attack, they'll all give themselves medals. You're supposed to all get fired when you let an attack happen, not be heroes. Donald Trump's right. The GOP showing signs, the Washington Times and Bloomberg are reporting of letting Obama have his nominee. Of course, they're trying to give him dictatorial power. These people are just absolutely being intimidated and blackmailed or bought off. Scalia, to his credit, didn't play ball with him, and, he's dead. So that's what's going on that front. Hawaii declares state of emergency over Zika and denying fever. Just the craziness just continues to get more and more out of control. Again, I mentioned this is up on drugsreport.com. Scalia death, judge likely violated law. That's a pretty big deal. Flashback, Scalia dared, what can Obama do to me? I have a lifetime appointment. Well, you saw what might have potentially happened. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the other news. France dumps liberty for security after the government brought the terrorists in. UN Afghan civilians suffered record 11,000-plus casualties in 2015. Oh, we really helped by being there. Iran warns Saudi Arabia against sending troops into Syria. Hillary Clinton hits up financial industry for more fundraisers, the folks that are loan-sharking and the rest of it. Obama says Trump won't be president. It's not like hosting a reality TV show. I just love how they dictate what reality is. And there's so much more I haven't gotten to. Larry Summers launches the war on paper money. It's time to kill the $100 bill. So does the EU central bank. Says the same thing. Then magically, the newest monopoly comes out called completely cashless. Ultimate banking, no more cash. Getting the little kiddies ready with the preconditioning, with the predictive programming. 21 new numbers that show that the global economy is absolutely imploding. Very important article, Infowars.com. Oh, I meant to get to this. I hope Duke covers this in more detail. This is so stinking important. In fact, I may do a Facebook mention just on this. Leaked government documents show what really is behind global warming agenda, profound lifestyle change. This is UN documents admitting that it's about societal engineering, and that's out of Europe, and about making people poor so they can be more easily controlled. I mean, it's like getting the UN emails where they're fixing all the university numbers to, quote, hide the decline. It's the organized criminal activity. It is a fraud in their own documents. And it doesn't matter if the Russians hack this and give it to the public. The public just goes, "But humans are evil. Kill me." Ugh. Because it's so fashionable for the elite to be filthy rich, but for you to be poor. Again, the whole Apple thing's a red herring. They have the codes to break that. They just want to get Apple's general encryption codes. And so they're using this as a way to dumb the public down and go, "You Apple won't give up the terrorists?" It puts holes in the phones and in the computers. They don't want to screw up the dominance of their platforms, which aren't perfect, but boy, better than PC. Believe me, I used to be a PC guy. You just, there is not a comparison. Oh, there's so much more to get to, but Rob Duke is coming up. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Don't take it for granted. The elite do not want you hearing or seeing this show. They cannot stand it. We are changing the world together.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to pain B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning.
Well, another fourth hour of Overdrive is upon us. Welcome to the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Du, and I'd like to share with you a little bit of the behind the scenes, how things work. Yesterday, Darren McBreen tweeted one Ashley Feinberg, who wrote this article right here. And actually, I'll pull this up for you guys. And asking her if she would like to come on the show. And she replied back, yes. And I'll show you all that tweet in a little bit. So I sent her an email and replied back to her tweet, hey, we'd like to talk to you. And her article is entitled, Did Obama Murder Antonin Scalia? The Conspiracy Theories Explained, because she works for Gawker. She's a writer there. So she is the authority on everything. And here's a little link to the article right there. It's got the who's who of suspects, including an alien, Chupacabra, and a prostitute, and Ted Cruz, or Obama. So she first attacks Alex Jones in the beginning of this, and then goes on to get weirder and weirder, even talking about how Spock did it, Leonard Nimoy. So we invited her on, I sent her that tweet, and let's see what time it says, 11:04 a.m. Sent her that, like to see if she would come on. I sent her an email as well. Haven't heard back from her. I guess she takes a long lunch. That's probably how they operate at Gawker, although I wouldn't know because I don't take lunches. I work through lunch. So probably won't get her. She's got my phone number. Ashley, give me a call. We'd love to talk about this. Friendly chat. Since you're the authority, we should bow down to you because you know everything. Love to have you tell me and school me on conspiracy theories. And so probably not going to have that interview today. Maybe she'll take the challenge and come on tomorrow. But first, we just played during the break. We had one of those 1 minute hot topics that we produce here every day. During the Alex Jones show. Here's the Daily Caller article. Marine allegedly assaulted mid-burger at McDonald's as gang yelled, "Do you believe Black Lives Matter?" Well, I don't know if the assault is alleged because they have it on security camera. They've seen it. He's got a bump on his head. He's been to the hospital. So a former Marine became a target of an alleged assault at McDonald's Friday as a crowd of youths cornered him and demanded utes. Well, what's Mr. Gambini? What is a ute? That's some old humor from the 80s, if you saw My Cousin Vinny. He demanded he answered the question, "Do you believe Black Lives Matter?" before knocking him unconscious and robbing him. No laughing matter there. Christopher Marquez, a veteran of Iraq and a recipient of the Bronze Star for Valor, and I think he's even featured in a statue somewhere commemorating one of the wars we've been in. So he was dining at McDonald's in Northeast D.C. when a group of black teenagers came up to him and allegedly began harassing him about Black Lives Matter. He ignored them, which prompted the calls that he was a racist. And if you're a racist, then you get to play the knockout game. Because it's a game when young thugs knock you out. It's a game. It's not an assault. It's a game. Notice how they play that on you. D'Anthony Mason, manager at McDonald's, reviewed security footage and told Marquez in a phone call that when he left the restaurant, a teen with a white shirt struck him on the side of the head, knocking him unconscious. The other teens then converged on his incapacitated body, taking his belongings. The head blow Marquez sustained left his memory dazed, but Mason's review of the security footage helped him piece together what had happened. Yeah, they hit him so hard he can't even remember what happened to him. Terrible. But, you know, he didn't agree and didn't bow down to Black Lives Matter. The other authorities, the social justice warrior authorities in this world, telling us what we have to believe in and how we have to believe in it. And if you don't, you're a bona fide racist. And here's an article I'm going to talk with about Leanne McAdoo. Trump supporting Eagles of Death Metal singer says guns could have stopped Paris attacks. She played a pretty amazing video of what went on. They performed, I guess, last night or the night before back in France, finishing the concert that they were unable to finish. So we'll get more into that. Here's an interesting article here. Is faces budget crunch. I'm sorry, IS. I'm sorry, ISIL. I'm sorry, ISIS. I'm sorry, Al-Qaeda. I'm sorry, terrorists that we fund. Faces budget crunch, cutting perks and trimming salaries. Faced with the cash shortage and its so-called caliphate, the Islamic State group has slashed salaries across the region and asked Raqqa residents to pay utility bills in black market American dollars and is now releasing detainees for a price of $500 a person. They bragged about minting their own currency, and now they're having a hard time meeting expenses thanks to coalition airstrikes. Thanks to the Russians, really. They're the ones who instigated those airstrikes back in November. But there was something, oh yeah, having built up loyalty among militants with good salaries and honeymoon and baby bonuses, the group has stopped providing even smaller perks such as free energy drinks and Snickers bars. So no longer can they eat a Snickers bar when they're feeling bad. Hey, chill out, Ahmed or Mohammed, whatever your name, have a Snickers bar. We're about to behead some people. And on that same front, Syrian refugees admitted to U.S. since Paris attack. 602 Muslims, 2 Christians. That's not a nice score, especially since the Christians are the ones getting persecuted in Syria. So, but that's how it goes. So, without further ado, let's go to this video. We played on the InfoWars Nightly News last night. It has to do with Antonin Scalia and how in the town of Falfurrias, which is a little bit away, a few hours away from them, near the border, they pay for autopsies. For every dead illegal they find, anybody they find dead, they give them an autopsy no matter what. So dead illegals are getting autopsies, and Scalia, nothing for him. So let's go to this report now from John Bowne.
What can you do to me? or to any of us. We have life tenure, and we have it precisely so that we will not be influenced by politics, by threats from anybody.
What the hell is this?
That's a Sicilian message. It means Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Associate Justice of the Supreme Court Antonin Scalia was appointed in 1986 by President Ronald Reagan. Scalia served as a safeguard for the Constitution, a staunch opponent to the liberal viewpoint that the Constitution is a living document to be interpreted by progressive demands. Scalia held true to his beliefs as an originalist, meaning the Constitution cannot be changed or misinterpreted unless subjected to the lengthy congressional process of amendment. And also, as a textualist, concluding that the ordinary meaning, not an interpretation of the text of the Constitution, should guide its governance. Clearly, this viewpoint counters President Obama's quasi-progressive conquest to fundamentally transform the United States. Obama's violation of the Constitution is a constant, even as he faces a lame duck presidency. But with Scalia gone, and the possibility of Obama's free speech assailing lackey, Loretta Lynch, receiving the Supreme Court nomination, Obama could find himself in the driver's seat once again, making tracks down the road to tyranny before his term ends. Scalia's swing vote on the issues, including abortion clinic closures in Texas, a public sector union fair share fee ruling, a University of Texas affirmative action case, and Obamacare's violation of religious freedom via no-cost access to birth control for religious nonprofits, were small potatoes compared to the two cases causing the treasonous Obama administration to sweat. First, with Scalia gone, Obama's shielding of 4 million illegal aliens only needs one conservative vote to sway to the liberal side, or an expedited installation of a liberal judge to break the tie that would preserve the lower court's block of Obama's full-on assault of our immigration system. Second, and this is the case that stinks of motive, Obama's clean power plan to regulate carbon emissions. This is Obama's gift to his globalist banker cohorts. The liberal D.C. Circuit Court ruling could serve it up to an Obama-dominated Supreme Court, signed, sealed, and delivered before Obama leaves office. Obama claims he won't use the nuclear option and appoint a justice while the Senate is in recess, although he does have a small window to appoint a temporary replacement. And as we all know, when Obama says he will not do or sign something, that usually means he will. Unfortunately for Obama, though, 2 years ago, the Supreme Court weakened the president's ability to use the nuclear option power. Upon hearing Scalia's death due to natural causes, most people brushed it off. He was 79 years old. But then the fumbling of the details began. Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara pronounced Scalia dead due to natural causes without seeing the body or even ordering an autopsy.
If you believe that, we ought to go back to monarchy, that the people are such sheep that they just swallow whatever they see on television or read in the newspapers.
And the highly decorated Vietnam veteran and prized Democratic Party donor and Cibolo Creek Ranch owner, John Poindexter, continually changed his story until he finally blurted out that Scalia was found with a pillow over his head and the sheets were unwrinkled. The Washington Post reports, quote, William O. Ritchie, a former commander and former head of criminal investigations for D.C. police, wrote, "You have a Supreme Court justice who died, not in attendance of a physician. You have a non-homicide-trained U.S. Marshal. Tell the justice of the peace that no foul play was observed. You have a justice of the peace pronounced death while not being on the scene and without any medical training opining that the justice died of a heart attack. What medical proof exists of a myocardial infarction? Why not a cerebral hemorrhage?" End quote. Any signs of strangulation uncovered by a mandatory standard autopsy, such as petechial hemorrhage, would have sounded off alarm bells. Yet an autopsy of one of the most powerful people in the United States was neglected. Meanwhile, towns like Falfurrias, Texas, shell out money they don't have to perform autopsies on illegal aliens. The meager funds that Brooks County accumulates from their property taxes and funds given to them by the state of Texas and not the federal government go here to bury undocumented migrants crossing
the border. You see, that's how it works.
Across the border.
And John Bowne went on the ground to prove it. You know, they are paying for autopsies for illegals, but we can't get one for Scalia. And that There's the article right there. No autopsy for Scalia, yet mandatory autopsies for illegals. You can watch the rest of it. I'm going to go over a bunch of things. I'm going to take your calls, too, at the bottom of the hour. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we're going to talk about how smoking kills more people than Obama.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Well, if you're on Facebook, Alex Jones is currently doing a Facebook mentions titled How They're Making You Poor, or How the Plan Is to Make You Poor. And what's really sad is the comments in there are like, too late, I'm already poor, I'm already poor. That's right, we bought into the American dream, and it's a dream that has been hijacked by people who do want to live off of your work and take it as their own and have set the game. And that game is being set by the government. A lot of people don't understand that. They think big government is there to protect you. No, big government is there to pick winners and losers. Just like what we saw when David and I went to go talk to the judge in this small town of Marfa, Texas, the one who said, natural causes, go ahead and take the body. Everything's cool. We're not going to go down there. She didn't want to go I guess that's the code. You're either unable to go or you're able to go. And the first two people they contacted to come and look at Judge Scalia's body weren't able to go. The third just said, we'll just do this over the phone. I don't need to be there because I don't want to know if it's a cover up or if it's a murder. I don't want to know. I don't want to be part of it. Anyway, David Knight went in to talk to her. She turned it back to him. Didn't really feel like she owed him any explanation whatsoever to her actions, except for saying procedure was followed, but not about the timeline, not who ordered what, when. Don't worry about that. Those are questions that only a conspiracy theorist would ask. That's right. And I'm going to get to this article here. Lead government doc shows the truly behind global warming agenda. Profound lifestyle changes, which Alex is talking about right now. But before we get to that, Liver Shield is back in stock. A lot of people have been clamoring for this. It's been out of stock for at least a couple months now. And every time we get it in, it sells out quick. So you heard about Alex talking about his liver flushes. We've got a video on the Alex Jones channel with Leanne and her friend Emmy doing a liver cleanse and how they changed their diet up for the week and how they're able to, you know, really detoxify what's going on in their body. Use the powerful blend of organic, wild-crafted herbs specially formulated to support natural function and detoxification of the liver and gallbladder. You know, my dad had some gallbladder trouble and he had his gallbladder removed. And that's something doctors love to do because it's an easy surgery and they can charge you an arm and a leg for it. But maybe if he had been on Liver Shield, that could have been avoided. He had some liver stone issues that he was going through. So go to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, check out Liver Shield. You could also get a special with that and it looks like Oxy Powder. And do we have a special with Deep Cleanse as well? I don't know if we do have that, but definitely Liver Shield and Oxy Powder. Let me tell you, if you never tried Oxy Powder, it works. It works full force. You have to find the amount that you take each night. It varies between your body size and weight. There's the Ultimate Cleanse Pack, by the way, for Liver Shield and Deep Cleanse. I take 7 per night of Oxy Powder, and let me tell you, it works. Also, the new ProPure shower filter has arrived. The ProMax 4-stage shower filter by ProPure is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. So check it out. It gets rid of all kinds of stuff. Heavy metals, pesticides, fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceuticals, odors. Get it because, you know, the biggest organ in your body is your skin. And, of course, if you're showering with fluoride, chloride, chlorinated water, it's going right into your skin. That's why you're getting dried skin. Now, let's get to this article. It's from the Daily Caller, Michael Bastash. Lead government doc shows what's really behind global warming agenda, profound lifestyle changes. And that is what it's all about. The elites want to live just as they're living now and keep the technology for themselves so they can live a more empowered life while turning us into serfs. And to do that, they have to get rid of the middle class, which is why you got people like Bernie Sanders shilling around saying it's the middle class causing all these problems. And I guarantee you, if he was to get in and make these tax changes, they wouldn't be going to the ultra 0.000%. They would be finding a way to get around him. It would only be the worker bees out there, the people that keep this country moving, and the small business owners, people like that. But that's what this is about. I did a report a few years ago how on the West Coast they were banning people from having fires. If they saw smoke coming out of their chimneys, they would get fined. And you know, wood-burning stoves is how most people get their heat, especially older people who've been in their houses for a long time. They don't have central heat. They might have a little space heater, but the one way they're heating their house is through wood-burning stoves. And now they make wood-burning stoves that don't work. I did a lot of research on this. They had people putting these brand-new stoves in their garages and going, why ain't this thing working? The other one worked great. Why do we get rid of that other stove? That one worked so good. We had to pay more for this one. It don't work. That's my good old boy impression. And that's what it is. It's not about making things work better. That's why you have a toilet that you have to flush 3 times to get number 2 to go down. Because they want to make everything, make it smaller, make us live in cramped houses where we're, you know, we don't have any freedom. That's what it's all about. Making us conform to what they think we should live. And that is what it's all about right there. So we're going to have Leanne McAdoo in the next segment. Mary in New Jersey, I'm going to come to you first. She's a nurse, wants to talk about Scalia. So we'll be right back with that and much more. It's the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So if you were listening over the break, I talked about the magic pillow theory. Here's my tweet from this morning. Again, the story changes. Hashtag Scalia death. I put the link to the Daily Mail article. Next, no pillow in the room. That's what's going to be next. What do you... And this is funny. This is the sheriff who claims he was the first on the scene. I was first on the scene when he wasn't. It was the owner of the ranch who came in and said, hey, I found him lying down with a pillow over his head. And this guy goes, no, he had the pillow behind his head. Above his head is what he said. Above his head. Which seems really weird to say above. And above is in all caps in the Daily Mail article. Let's click on that link. Let's just read that headline for everybody. Exclusive. Justice Scalia was not, all caps, found with a pillow over his face. It was above his head, reveals sheriff who was first on the scene. Sheriff Danny Dominguez said, there is nothing suspicious. Move along.
Well, why would you even bring that up in the first place then if it was...
Yeah,
it was just
exactly.
In a place where people would normally have their pillow. No.
And that goes back to the My San Antonio article where the owner, John Poindexter, was saying he died peacefully in the night. How do you know that?
How do you know
How do you that? Know? What if it was early in the morning? You don't know.
Right.
Or do you know? How do you know? Leah McAdoo is joining me. We're going to take some phone calls. We also have on Infowars.com, Judge speaks out on Scalia. We normally perform autopsies because that's SOP, standard operating procedure. And that was Kit Daniels talking to the Justice Peace of Presidio County, Juanita Bishop, who was unable to make it. She was unable to go. That's their code word. I can't go. I'm unable to go. I'm able to go. And then they go. These government bureaucrats. God.
So there were two others that weren't able to go.
Exactly. Well, she was one of them. And then there was another one, and then it was Cinderella. Cinderella was able to find the glass slipper and make sure it fit. Now, let's go to Mary in New Jersey. She's a nurse who wants to talk about Scalia. Mary, what do you have to add to the conversation?
Okay. You can't say that these people are guilty, but I can. To me, they are. Anytime a person dies outside of the hospital, it's not just under doctor's care, but specifically it should be like they're under hospice care, expected to die imminently.
Right.
It's any patient, any person that dies outside of a hospital or 24 hours within admission is a coroner's case. End of story. And that judge that wrote him off, she's guilty and she knows it. She didn't follow proper. She should be prosecuted, the owner of the ranch, the sheriff, because they all covered up a crime scene.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
It doesn't matter his status. It doesn't matter his status. That's why they did it. It's everyone. So
exactly. Because we need to know if there was a murder taking place. Because if there was, then we need to find out who did it. And the only way to find out who did it is to say how they died.
Exactly.
And if it was from strangulation, then that's one thing. If it's poisoning, that's another thing. There's all these different clues onto how he could have died.
Right.
If he died, if he was murdered by somebody, you know, by hand. And we pointed that out in our report. John Baum pointed it out. No autopsy for Scalia yet. Mandatory autopsies for illegals. People they find dead, you know, on private property. They go. They don't contact a family member and go, "Hey, do you want to do an autopsy?" No, they just do it because these people might have been murdered.
Right, and he looked very healthy for his for 76. I've seen a lot of people that age. He looked very healthy, except he smoked. But you know,
he was well enough to go on a hunting trip for the weekend. He was well enough to hang out and eat dinner with people.
Bernie Sanders is well enough to run for president.
Yeah.
At age, so
exactly, he looked very healthy. So these people, including the people that at the top, need to be prosecuted. I'm sure Hillary isn't beyond this, but I'm sure Obama was in on this.
Thank you, Mary, conspiracy theorist from New Jersey. All right, let's go to Max in Canada. He wants to talk about Trump.
Hello.
Hey, Max, what's going on?
I just had a quick point. There was two separate videos today of Donald Trump mentioning 28 pages, actually, one in a Fox interview and one in a speech today in Bluffton, South Carolina.
Wow.
I wanted to point that out. And he mentioned he didn't call it 20 pages. He called it secret documents and secret papers in one and the other instance. So that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very.
And we didn't have to press him to say it. He said it under his own volition. We weren't twisting his arm. You know, we went and asked Jeb Bush the same question. Wouldn't you like to see him? Yeah. You got him?
What? Well, ask your brother to declassify him.
You got him? You got to have him. You got him?
Andrea might have him.
Oops. Andrea's got him.
You've probably seen him.
That's weird how Andrea Mitchell suddenly appears behind Richard Reeves and goes, "Hey,
let me see you."
Totally creepy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to I think it's Jeb Bush mocks victims' family, 9/11 victims' families.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he answers that question is a total mocking of everybody who died 9/11 and people who want to see what's in that commission report.
Will you declassify it as president? Will you let us see the 28 pages? I mean, people want to know.
You got them?
Yeah, you got them. Your brother's probably got them.
Thanks for pointing that out, Max.
Well, and I really appreciate what Pachenik had to say on the show today about, you know, heads are going to roll, and I agree that, you know, with Trump just kind of saying, if you dare go there, he's like the only person that's been able to break through.
And Trump is just a manifestation of also what he's saying. Nobody believes the government anymore. Whatever they say, they could come out and say the sky's blue, and I'd be like, well, I don't know. Let's go out and look at the sky real quick and make sure.
The sky actually isn't blue.
Because I'm not going to trust these people any farther than I can throw them.
It's the rays of light being come through the atmosphere.
Right. It's not really blue. Let's go to Daryl in Texas. Let's talk about Scalia. Are you South Texas, North Texas? What part of Texas?
I'm about an hour east of Round Rock. So, okay. Central. Hey, first, I just want to really say how proud I am of y'all because no one is covering the Scalia story. No one is really covering the Zika virus, from what I can understand. And it made me so proud to see everybody coming together. Everybody seems stepping up, too, and doing more interviews, going out, sort of being their own. Alex, he's really the fact that he has picked up on this story and saw it as newsworthy.
Immediately he saw it as newsworthy.
When everyone just wants you to move along, folks.
Yep. Yep. He came out and started asking the questions, and he does these Facebook mentions. This was live. I was actually here on Saturday. I shot a 16-minute video with him and then a 4 to 5 minute video on the Pope with him. And we got done, and I took those to go edit them and get them ready for the Sunday show because he wanted to play those during the Sunday show. And right as I left, I started getting ticks on my phone saying, so-and-so's coming on Facebook mentions. So he was doing a Facebook mentions after that, and that's when they found out about Scalia, during the Facebook mentions. And then you see Alex go immediately into war game mode thinking of all the possibilities because he's not just going to stand by and go, well, they said it was natural causes. Let's just open and shut case. Okay, let's move along and talk about something else. He sat there and war gamed it of all the different possibilities that could happen.
You're not supposed to further investigate when the authorities tell you it's an open and shut case.
That's right. No autopsy. Let's embalm him immediately.
Speaking in my NPR voice, everything is fine.
The judge died peacefully.
His bedclothes were unwrinkled.
Unwrinkled, yeah.
Like, what? That was a really interesting random detail.
It was like a weird episode of X-Files.
Just like the pillow.
But, you know, other people, former intel officers say could be foul play. Who's the William O. Ritchie, former head of criminal investigations for D.C. police. Daryl, you were also talking about Zika. So one guy who did speak out against Zika and was quickly shut down by all the people who know everything, the priests of power. Oh, my, George Takei falls for Zika virus conspiracy theory. You know, and he says Zika virus not to blame. Doctors cite man-made cause for birth defect epidemic. And the man-made cause seems to be overuse of pesticides and overuse of vaccinations that compromise your immune system and allow the pesticides to go in it.
Right in the drinking water.
Yeah, but that's normal.
To kill the mosquito larva.
That's right.
I mean, really? You don't think there's going to be some repercussions?
Mr. Sulu is a conspiracy theorist. George, thanks for speaking out. We need more people to speak out. We need people to come out and say, look, this is horse S-H-I.
Right.
Double toothpicks.
We're not in your trance.
Exactly.
We're not taking your shots.
Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Let's talk about the takeover of the USA. Wait, is Canada going to take over the USA?
Yeah,
do we need to blame Canada, Jeff? What's going on?
Well, I think at the current rate, Donald Trump will build a wall between Canada and Mexico, so you don't have to worry about us being a threat in any way, shape, or form.
Maple syrup invaders. All right, so what's going on? What do you think is going to happen? How do you think the takeover will happen, and who's going to take us over?
Well, you know what? The takeover happened a long time ago. The takeover, as you know, happened in 1871. But this is just the end of a long, long, miserable story that we call the Republic of America. It's dead. When I called into your producer, I said my subject would be the decline and fall of America, because what you are witnessing right now is truly that. And I hope you can hear that in my voice, because I'm not calling from Canada to make a joke about anything right now. This death, we are so close to the edge of the precipice. If they can kill this man in his sleep with a pillow, imagine what's in store for the average American. And I'm very serious about this.
I totally hear the seriousness in your voice. I agree with you 100%. Keep going.
I don't think Canadians and Americans truly appreciate the connections that both countries have economically, militarily, on so many levels in the New World Order scheme of things. And when the elephant sneezes, the 10,000-pound elephant in the room being our southern cousins and brothers and sisters, it has serious ramifications on Canadians. And I think, and I challenge Canadians and Americans on both sides of the border to seriously ponder what I'm saying right now and seriously think about how close we truly are to watching the republic turn into a communist state. And there will be arrests. I can assure you this will happen on both borders. And when I look at Walmarts here in Canada and the United States, these will be the places where they will take dissidents. And it will not take long to round people up. And it was a little alarming for me to hear Steve Pachenik say to Alex Jones this afternoon that we're going to be all right. But things are all right. Things are not all right. Things are not all right at all. People are getting shot. People are getting rounded up. Things are not all right, and we must do something more. And I'm really hard-pressed to think what the solution is right now. I really am. I'm really running out of things to say. But
well, the solution is waking people up. That we got to start there. You have to get people out of their trance because there are still too many people asleep. Even though when the government comes out and says something, we have 79% of the people think there's something fishy about Scalia's death, at least in that one poll. You know, you have to really look at where we've been just from my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was born in 74 and watching how things have gone downhill since then, even though we have this incredible technology. We have the technology to solve pretty much any problem we come up with. That's the gift of human intelligence, mm-hmm. is to be able to solve these problems instead of saying, oh, we have to make lifestyle changes. Or there's this New York Times article that, oh, now there's e-commerce is bad because people get stuff in cardboard boxes and we don't know what to do with it. Well, I bet we could figure out something to do with the cardboard boxes. I bet we could figure out a plan that works. I bet we could do all this stuff if we just sat down and worked on these problems instead of finger pointing and saying, you're the cause of it, you're the cause of it. Let's sit down and come up with solutions to these problems that don't involve rounding people up and degrading our lifestyle.
Right. Exactly.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You've totally changed my tune. I was going into gallows humor mode.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of where I go, well, and that's where my bent is.
The thing that's so frustrating as well, I know there's a quote, I can't recall it right now, but it talks about how you get people into such a state of chaos and misery, they'll be begging you to protect them and save them. And people are begging and rallying behind a socialist who wants to change the whole fabric of our society, has no plans for how he's going to pay for this $18 trillion in additional debt.
Oh, he has plans.
Oh.
Don't worry. He has plans.
And they truly think the government, who
yes, we will,
completely screwed up a city like Flint, Michigan,
right,
is going to now, all of a sudden, do a great job at doling out the simple, meager rations to the people.
These are the same people that put fluoride in your water and tell you it's for your teeth, yet you swallow it.
Right.
And if you read the back of your toothpaste, it says don't eat the toothpaste because it's got fluoride in it and it's toxic. And if you do eat it, call poison control.
And it's a different kind of fluoride that they
It's not even the good. Yeah. They put better fluoride in the toothpaste.
Exactly. It's
They put hydrofluorosilicic acid
in, the
in
water.
Your water.
Ugh.
Or hexafluorosilicate.
And that's, you know, that's why it is. This is so important with the Scalia thing, because of the fact that now they're using this as a political tool. It is a major thing. It's put a huge ripple in that's going to be probably the focus of this whole election season going forward. And
yeah, well, who are we going to put in there?
Right.
Or should we let Obama do it? Even though before they said we're not going to allow election year presidents to put in lifetime appointments.
Well, and
because that is an aha as you walk out the door.
Right.
That is exactly. A slap in the face as you walk out the door.
And now the White House has come out saying that Obama regrets his filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee. So
right.
Here he is, a total hypocrite, saying that the Republicans standing up against this is unprecedented. Ooh, balderdash. But then he was one of a group of, I think, 23 other senators who tried to filibuster Alito, when they wanted to put in Samuel Alito in 2006.
Judge Alito, that's right.
So totally hypocritical, but I don't know why they don't think people are going to dig up their skeletons.
Oh, exactly. It's just so fun to call them on this stuff as they go through. Steven in Florida, we've got a couple minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. Okay, a couple things real quick. I wanted to comment on Scalia. Before I do that, I mentioned your caller. I want to harken back to the fiasco last week and the week before with Bundy up there in Oregon. And I was really kind of surprised that you guys, as far as I know, never mentioned this, because you guys were the ones that broke this. What was behind that whole thing in Nevada, which was what you guys uncovered, that Harry Reid and his son cut that deal behind closed doors with the Ticom.
No, we definitely talked about
that. We covered that. Are you talking about something with Oregon that we didn't cover?
No, I covered that in depth with the mineral rights.
The mineral rights, yeah.
I talked about that. Maybe you just aren't watching all of the stuff that we do.
Stephen, I went and looked at a video yesterday that we put up in the afternoon. We had 16 videos in front of it. I'm like, did we put this video up yesterday? And I'm looking around for it. I had to count 16 videos back, and that was this morning. Since then, there's been four more videos put up. We put out a lot of content.
Yeah.
And what we don't do is... some issues we'll cover for a while, like the Scalia thing. We're going to cover this for a little while. We covered Oregon. It was a 40-day ordeal. We didn't cover every day. We didn't have reporters on the ground every day, but we did cover it.
And I will say this. We do our best.
And LaVoy Finicum was definitely murdered, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
That's how I feel.
We do our best to try and get all of our videos.
And it was a pre-planned murder, I think. I think they were planning on killing somebody.
Well, you said the mood had changed the day before. Well, we also try, just for everyone out there, if you go to the Alex Jones YouTube channel, you'll see there's playlists. And so we try to move all of our reports into specific playlists. So if you're interested in more reports on the Oregon shooting, it's there under a playlist. So
we got about 30 seconds left, Stephen. Finish up what you want to say.
You didn't cover what happened in Oregon. I just didn't hear bringing back in from the Nevada situation. How
tying them together.
I did.
Yeah, no. Tying them together. That's what I was saying. Now, as far as Scalia, okay, definitely with no autopsy done, there's dirty dealings going on here. And I want to encourage everyone. I actually called Greg Abbott's office yesterday. I live in Florida. I used to live in Houston, Texas, and Houston. But I don't care.
Good point. Hey, Stephen, hold on. I'll let you finish up across the break. One more segment left of the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Rob Due. You're watching Infowars.com.
My name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, sick? Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
And there won't be an investigation. He died of natural causes.
The immortal Bob Marley bringing us in for the final segment. Joining me also in the studio now, Jakari Jackson, who will be hosting the InfoWars Nightly News, a show that, if you're unaware, plays every night, 7 p.m.
Central.
Central. Sometimes even longer. It's usually 7 to 8, but sometimes it's 7 to 10, 10:30 if we go live. We got some more debates coming up. Some the Super Tuesday is coming up. We won't be covering the South Carolina primary live because it's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And we do take one day off a week. Yeah. Or maybe a day and a half off, although I came up here last Saturday, so you never know.
But talking about South Carolina, we will have an update from Richard Reese on the show, so he can give you guys the latest skinny on what's going on out there. It's a beautiful part of the country.
You're a big fan of South Carolina.
I am. Deb will be going to go out to South Carolina at some point.
Making a beeline across the room if he sees Richard Reese.
There you go. He'll be running scared. Steven, finish up real quick.
Yeah, I was just saying that I want to encourage everyone out there. You ought to flood the governor of Texas's office as well as the office of the attorney general demanding an investigation. I know they're good people. They're on our side. But they need to hear from us because they need to push this until that judge is indicted. And people don't know this. Judges can be impeached and as well as have criminal charges brought against them. And they need to, I mean, you're going to find this thing goes all the way up to the White House. That's what I believe. I'm convinced of that.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Stephen, for that call. Jakari, what's coming up on the news tonight?
Well, like I said, we'll have Richard Reeves giving us the update on the campaign trail. Also, Larry Summers and the war on cash. And also, Paul Joseph Watson talks to Syrian girl about Saudi Arabian war games and possible hostilities that could entail for Syria.
I like how the guy that created the black hole that sucks all the money in via derivatives is now saying we got to ban cash.
Well, they want you to be in the cashless society. Right. They can track everything you do. They could spend your credit cards if they felt like it. You know, any number of things.
Toady Summers doing the work of the big banks.
Punch buttons into a computer too, then print money.
Oh, exactly. Another guy came out, Neil Kashkari, who was like the Goldman Sachs bag man during the whole banking crisis, has come out and pretty much said the same thing. You know, these people just have no, like, it's like we don't remember what you said 4 years ago. We're just going to be stupid.
Well, yeah, I do expect us not to remember. I mean, you can even ask people about the Obama administration. You can talk about stuff he said before he even got elected in office completely.
You can have video of him saying again and again, you can keep your doctor.
And keep your doctor. Keep your
plan, and he still says, well, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Pretty loud memories of goldfish.
We got another time for one more car. Let's squeeze in Bob from Michigan.
Yeah, I just wanted to make the point that they play little lawyer games as far as the wording goes. Like, I think the sheriff that was quoted about the pillow above his head, he didn't show up till a half hour later. So technically, he did see the pillow not on his face because they probably had to take it off to get a positive identification on Scalia.
Yeah, it was probably like this. Look, who is this guy? Hey, it's Scalia. Let's call.
Confirmation.
Let's call some people. This guy doesn't look good. Yeah, so they removed the pillow to see who it was. Obviously.
Good point. That is
obviously.
Conspiracy theories.
And it doesn't take a genius to figure that out yet. We got Daily Mail going, no, it was above the head.
Ooh.
And I was first on the scene when he wasn't. You know, it's just another lie, another subterfuge. And it's like all the guys that took the headshot on Bin Laden. You know, all the guys that stormed the place and all the different stories and the blown-up helicopter and then another blown-up helicopter with a bunch of Navy SEALs in it. We're never going to learn the truth, I don't think.
What difference does it make?
That's true. Have a Snickers bar. We should send some Snickers to ISIS.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
have to.
It's not enough to kill Christians. They need some Snickers bars and Monster energy drinks and Red Bull.
You know, and airdrops of grenades and rocket launchers and all.
Yeah, we'll mix it in
Toyota
there.
With truck. The,
yeah, there you go. Hey, that's our show for today. You've been watching The Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. Call your radio station if they're not carrying it, or join us at Infowars.com/show. And tonight, PrisonPlanet.tv with Jakari Jackson hosting Infowars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.